Hey, good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. It is Thursday, December 17th, 2015. And I just wanted to comment a little bit on this idea. I wrote a blog post called Silos Are Screwing Up the Internet, and it had just come to me. I mean, of course, silos are doing that. But we always sort of look at it in too small picture, I think, because the question of what is the internet supposed to do? What's its like manifest destiny? I mean, this was an important concept in the early history of the United States. There was a sense that manifest destiny meant that here was a continent, and we were occupying the east coast of that continent and just a very small portion of it. And it said that our destiny was to occupy the whole thing. And so, if anybody was out there, we were just saying basically, we'll be seeing you very soon. So, it was kind of arrogant, and the United States certainly has that. And it, when we studied it in history in school, it was charming. Today, our arrogance doesn't feel that charming. I imagine it probably wasn't all that charming in the past either. Especially if you happen to be a Native American living in this space that we just said this is ours. But anyway, that's a digression. So what's the manifest destiny of the internet? And well, we sort of got off on the right foot. There was an internet before the web, and it was all about interoperability. Things interoperated, meaning that there were protocols that defined the way processes communicate with each other, and you could put one of those processes on anywhere, on any hardware you wanted to, on any operating system you wanted to, and as long as you obeyed the protocols, you could communicate. So there were things like email and Usenet and Gopher and FTP, and I'm sure I'm leaving something out. But those were the big ones. Email was the big one, I think. Yeah, I mean, email's still with us. Those other things are somewhat with us, but not in the way email remains with us. Email was sort of the big thing of Internet 1.0. And then there was Internet 2.0, which was the World Wide Web. And that continued the process of, put your things wherever you want them, and here's the protocol, and it was really simple. I didn't mention that. The other protocols were also impressively simple, very low tech. I mean, mostly it was just text running out over a open connection. I mean, that's what all these things really were, just plain old ASCII I call them ASCII characters. I've gotten in trouble for doing that. Just text flowing out over these connections, and you can make that anything you want, really. And then so was the web. The web was just text, and that went a long ways. And we were able to, and it had linking. Linking was a big deal. It meant that you could go one level higher, that the content actually had this idea of being agnostic. I could point to via a link to my own site or a friend's site or somebody's who but was the opposite of a friend, somebody who I didn't like, who I disagreed with. I could point to. It could point to anybody as long as they were on the World Wide Web. I could point to them, and this was like a huge deal. So this kind of interoperation is the kind of thing that you kind of would like to sort of stay with it, see where it goes, where does it take you, what are you able to do with this, and it should be something that you do in 1980, and something you do in 1990, and something you do in 2000, and then 2010, and then 2020, and on. There should be a Internet 3.0, 4.0, 5.0, and if they were happening, they would have the same property, which would mean that you could, as long as you obeyed the protocols, you could put things wherever you wanted them. And you could link, and you would be able to link in new, more powerful ways. I mean, the way linking works in the web was kind of a miracle when it came out in the early 90s. A miracle because of its simplicity and low tech. low techness. I mean, people had been talking about linking prior to that, but they always made it really complicated, and that's why it never happened. It was supposed to be very robust, and links were two ways, so that you could go from one place to all the places that linked to it, and that they wouldn't break, that links wouldn't break, that there would be intermediaries and servers that would act as negotiators and make sure that the links stayed in place, which is, of course, a great idea. I mean, if you go back and look at some of my early sites, you'll see that a lot of the links are gone. A lot of things, I point to a lot of things that aren't there anymore. Many of them are on my own sites. I've been pretty good at keeping scripting.com around, but I've started so many other, you know, sites over the years, and that's what happens to sites. They go away, and links break when that happens. And the web says, that's okay. Well, we're easy going. We understand that links don't last, you know. I mean, we'd like it if they didn't go away, but yeah, if they go away, they go away. It's not the end of the world. You know, somebody once said, the graveyard is filled with indispensable people. Somehow the world goes on, even though my websites are no longer there, the ones that have gone. So, you know, what we'd like, but then along come the silos. And there have been silos at all points in time, but silos that use the internet, that say they are the internet. And they confuse people as to what the web is and what the internet is. And the very basic principle of the internet, this interoperability, is going away. It's not working so well anymore. And there's this incredible gravitational pull to put your words on Facebook. If I write a blog post, and I literally take the characters in that blog post and I post them on Facebook, they will be a lot more influential than if I just leave them on my site. And I go back and forth on this and what I should do on this. And I've decided that as long as I don't have APIs that make this very easy for me to post to both my site and to Facebook with full fidelity, meaning I want links, I have full fidelity, forget it, I don't need full fidelity. What I need is, I need items have to optionally have a title, there has to be the ability to boldface and italicize so I can have subheads and put a little emphasis here and there on some words. And I must be able to link. Not being able to link is just simply not acceptable. And Facebook doesn't do linking very well. It's good for one link per post. It does that extremely well. But N links per post, not so good. And you can use a note. They'd like to point out that you could use a note, and the notes have linking, but notes don't have an API. And they say notes do have an API, but when I try to program it, I get a message saying that the API is deprecated. And if it says it's deprecated, I don't think that's really an API. Look the word up. See what it means. I will not go through that. I mean, I will go through the deprecated flag if it's something that I implemented 5 years ago and now they've decided to deprecate it and I've built all kinds of systems on it, but not when I'm doing it for the first time. If before I start they say deprecated, I say thank you very much, and that's not an API. That's you've told me this is going away. I'm not building on that. I'm sorry. You need to give me a little bit better, more confidence in the future of this thing before I'm actually willing to bet on it. So Facebook is good at being Facebook, and I'm not criticizing Facebook. I'm just saying that Facebook is a silo, and what that means is that it's very good at being within its own world, but it does not play well with others, and it is not possible for me. It doesn't have the property that the internet has, which says that I can put up my own Facebook if I want to, and as long as I play by the protocol, nobody is any the wiser that it's Dave's Facebook versus Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. Facebook isn't like that. So it's not like the internet, and it fucks with the internet. The whole idea, because it's so big and it's so powerful and it's so popular, it sucks the content in, and it makes the old internet not work very well anymore. And this is not a good thing. Or it's a sad thing. because there was so much promise in this idea that that you could put up a server and nobody could tell you otherwise. This was a very powerful idea. I remember in the years leading up to me actually having my own internet server, how I kept knocking on all these doors and I kept saying, would you let me put some software on your server? Would you let me please put some software? I've got software. Can I put it on your server? And they would all look at me like, what? Who the hell are you? No, we won't let you put your software. You want to put your software on our server? Come work for us and you'll make the software we want to make. And I go, well, that wasn't exactly what I asked. I just want to put my software on your server. And the answer was always no. I mean, usually, you know, not a very respectful way. No, it was like, no, it wasn't like, well, we gave it a lot of a reasonable amount of thought and we've decided that we're not going to do it. It was more like, who are you again? But the internet never asked that question. The internet didn't care who you are. The internet, if you played by the rules, you could put up a server and nobody could tell you no. And this is really important. And so what I've decided now is that I will just continue to post on my blog, and I will post little things, pointers to that on Facebook. And the day that Facebook wants to get the whole full content with the linking, I'm perfectly happy to put it there too. Because guess what? If they're willing to do that, if that happens, now we've got a new protocol that behaves like the internet. It doesn't matter where it came from. I'm peering with them. The content came from my world, and it's now moving over to theirs. Now, it's an awful lot like the email servers that we had in Internet 1.0, except now we're in Internet 5.0 or 4.0 or whatever number we're up to now. So, you know, we should constantly be coming up with new layers for this stuff. It shouldn't be something that just stopped with the World Wide Web. The World Wide Web was a wonderful, wonderful breakthrough, but now we're talking about 25 years ago already, and, you know, is it, or is it 30? No, it's 25, and it's going on 30. And 30 years is enough time for something new to come out, don't you think? I mean, there are real people running around who aren't 30 years old. I know that's an understatement. Hopefully some of the people listening to this are those people. So, you know, let's try to do something new. But so, you know, I know that there are really good people working at Facebook. And I know that they love the web and they feel bad when I say stuff like this. But then let's help the web. I mean, you know, you guys are very successful and you certainly wouldn't hurt if you sort of helped the web. It's sort of like, you know, sort of like keeping the environment clean. it's just a good thing to do for Mother Earth. Anyway, so when I say silos are screwing everything up, this is basically what I mean. So anyway, thanks for listening. Now I, as always, have to figure out how to get this thing to stop recording. You know, I think I just found it. Okay, talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.